Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memories.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by His wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. My thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory. Oh, what joy they bring to me.
With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, once again as we get into your word, I'm asking the Holy Spirit to come forward, Father, to do the speaking, to speak through me, Father, so the words are not mine but yours, and having to open our hearts and minds to be receptive so that we can grow in knowledge and faith and wisdom and be able to reach out to those around us to help them to gain more strength, Father, and to walk closer with the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those that are walking in darkness, Father, that we may be able to help them to come from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus. Now, Father, be with us through the study this morning, and I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now, we're going to be still in 2 Samuel. Chapter 13. Give you a minute to get there. And we're going to be dealing with some things here that most really won't deal with as what they really are. They'll make other excuses. But the day and time back then was a lot different than now. But still, there were some things back then that is the same today because it is carried all the way through and into the New Testament days. All right. Beginning here with verse 1. And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar. Amnon, the son of David, loved her. Now this is his half-sister. She has a different mother than Amnon because David had many wives, plus a lot of concubines. And he had children by a lot of them. Now, still, now this Amnon, the son of David, says he loves her. Not really. It is a lust. Because what he is really wanting is to lay with her. He's wanting the sexual part of it. Now, verse 2. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister, Tamar, for she was a virgin. You see, letting us know right off. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her. But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother. And Jonadab was a very subtle man. And he said unto him, why art thou, being the king's son, lean from day to day? Tell me. And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother's Absalom's sister, which made it his sister too. 5. And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father come to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat and dress the meat in my sight that I may see it and eat it at her hand. 6. So Amnon lay down and made himself sick. And when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar, my sister, come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand. Then David sent home to Tamar, saying, go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat. 8. So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house, and he was laying down, and she took flour and kneaded and made cakes in his sight and did bake the cakes. Now, 9. And she took a pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, have out all men from me. And they went out, every man from him. He chased everyone out of that room where he was. Because you see, he's got one thing on his mind, and only one. And whether or not, you know, he wants what he wants. And he's wanting Tamar to lay with him. And Amnon said unto Tamar, bring the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thy hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them into the chamber of Amnon, her brother. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come, lie with me, my sister. See, that's all he had on his mind. You know, even in that day and time, under the Mosaic law, that kind of relationship between family members were forbidden even then. The same as it is today. Now, 12, and she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. 13, and I, whether shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one fools in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. You see, Tamar's words were probably an attempt to dissuade Amnon from this thing he had in his mind. But he's only got that one thing on his mind. Yet he is claiming love for her. Howbeit he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her to lay with her. You see, today would be that he had actually raped her. He has forced her now. 15. Then Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise and be gone. Now he's wanting her to leave. You see, he had his way. And he had done what he wanted to do. 16. And she said unto him, there is no cause. This evil in sending me away is greater than the other that thou didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her. 17. Then he called his servants that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out from me and bolt the door after her. Put her out and bolt that door so she can't get back in. He had got exactly what he had wanted all of this time. He called it love. But see, it wasn't love. It was lust and desire for something that he should not have even had on his mind. Now, 18. And she had a garment of that different color upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins apparel. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her, just as Amnon had said to do. And Tamar put ashes on her head and rent her garment of different colors that was on her and laid her hand on her head and went on crying. Now, you see, he didn't care for her at all. It was lust and his own selfish desire that he brought all of this about and the mistreatment here of his half-sister. 20. And Absalom, her brother, said unto her, "Has Amnon thy brother been with thee? Behold now thy peace, my sister. He is thy brother. Regard not this thing." So Tamar remained desolate in her brother Absalom. But when King David heard of all these things, he was very wroth. And Absalom spake unto his brother Amnon, "Neither good nor bad, for Absalom hated Amnon because he had forced his sister Tamar." 23. And it came to pass after 2 full years that Absalom had chief chairs in Baal Hazor, which is beside Ephraim. And Absalom invited all the king's sons. And Absalom came to the king and said, "Behold now, thy servant has sheep shearers. Let the king, I beseech thee, and his servants go with thy servant." And the king said to Absalom, "Nay, my son, let us not all now go, lest we be chargeable unto thee." And he pressed him, howbeit he would not go, but blessed him. 26. Then said Absalom, "If not, I pray thee, let my brother Amnon go with us." And the king said unto him, "Why should he go with thee?" You see, he's trying to get his brother out of trouble over what he done. Now, they had funny ways back then of getting out of problems and troubles. But, nevertheless, this is what he's trying to do. Absalom had commanded his servant, saying, "Mark ye now, when Amnon's heart is merry with wine, and when I say unto you, smite Amnon, then kill him." Now we've had one sin back then, actually a rape of one's half-sister. And now, his brother is after another sin of killing him. And says, "Fear not. Have not I commanded you? Be courteous and be valiant." And the servants of Absalom did unto Amnon as Absalom had commanded. Then all the king's sons arose, and every man gat him up upon his mule and fled. Now they're all running. Now, 30. And it came to pass while they were in the way, tidings came to David saying, Absalom has slain all the king's sons, and there is not one of them left. Now, it didn't say, up to this point, it doesn't say he killed them all. It said they got on their mules and fled. Now, but somebody went and told David that that's what had happened. Absalom had slain all of the king's sons, and there's not one of them left. Then the king arose and tore his garments and lay on the earth, and all his servants stood by with their clothes rent. And Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother, answered and said, let not my lord suppose that they have slain all the young men, the king's son. For Amnon only is dead. Now he's telling the king straight. For by the appointment of Absalom, this has been determined from the day that he forced his sister Tamar. Now, therefore, let not my lord to his heart to think that all the king's sons are dead, for Amnon only is dead. But here we started out with one because of an evil desire and want, and followed through and done exactly what that desire was leading him to, led to the second thing that should never have been done, and that was murder, the killing by his brother. And then someone lied to David. He's now found out that it was a lie. All right. 34. But Absalom fled, and the young man that the watch lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there came much people by the way of the hillside behind him. And Jonadab said unto the king, behold, the king's sons come as thy servant said, so it is. Now, his other sons are coming to him. 36. And it came to pass as soon as he had made an end of speaking that, behold, the king's sons came and lifted up their voice and wept, and the king also and all his servants wept very sore. In other words, they were really weeping. Because they were really hurt. 37. But Absalom fled and went to Talmiah, the son of Amminahud, king of Geshur. And David mourned for his son every day. So Absalom fled and went to Geshur and was there 3 years. Now, he had fled over what he had done, not knowing what his dad was going to do to him. But now he spent 3 years away here in 39. And the soul of King David longed to go forth unto Absalom, for he was comforted concerning Amnon, seeing he was dead. Now he's about to get over losing Amnon. But then, too, on top of that, he knew what Amnon had done. Now, but is he about to forgive Absalom for the murder he done? You see, we have now come to the end of chapter 13. I'm not going to get into chapter 14 because there's 33 verses of it. But I am sure we're going to be going in to what will be taking place with Absalom and what he will face and whether David has forgiven him or not. But you know, this is why things had to change. Because the love of God is for all of mankind. He loves everyone. But we have all been given a choice to whom we will serve. Now, who do you really want to be serving at this time in your life? And how much of things of this world that you are lusting after, and to what extent are you willing to go in order to have it? And it will mean a whole lot more for you and I than it did back in the days of David when we think about it. Because you see, when we choose to go the opposite direction and walk away from our Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and go the ways of this world, we're making a choice of being willing to make hell our home. And what a lot of others don't even think about, even on top of that, is that one day, at the end of Christ coming to earth and setting up his millennial reign 1,000 years, at the end of that 1,000 years is what is called the Great White Throne Judgment. And all that has walked away from the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan and his demons, and all, as I said, that has went the opposite way, and even hell itself will be cast into a lake of fire that will burn forever. And as the word says, the worm never dies. when that happens, in the eyes of God, you're no better than a worm. Think about that. And that punishment, that pain, will never end. There will never be any way out of that. And you're putting yourself there. And a lot of you are doing it, sitting in our churches that are teaching things that is contrary to the Word of God, just so you can go on doing things you want to do that you should not be doing. And that you are believing that you are still all right in the eyes of God. And let me tell you something. That day will come that you will stand before Almighty God. And then it's too late to make the change. Think about these things. And join with us in our studies. We have two different ways for you to come into our study, to study God's Word with us, and to be with us, and to have our prayers for you. You can join us on Blog Talk Radio by calling 1-646-915-9559. Or you can join us on YouTube live stream. Join with us and learn and look at yourself to see how you are standing, because time is growing shorter and we don't know when the Lord is coming, but we know he will be coming back for his church, and you sure don't want to be left behind. But unless you reach of being reborn, that's exactly what is going to happen. You're going to miss out on making heaven your home. All right. Let us now go to the Father in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word this morning, we're thanking you for this word, Father, for the Lord Jesus Christ, and for the Holy Spirit. And Father, I pray for Jerusalem and Israel. I pray for them, Father, to gain peace. But more than that, they all will accept the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, as their Messiah. And Father, this land of ours, filled with so much evil because of those that are sitting in offices in high places that has brought this evil upon us. I'm asking, Father, for them to be removed from office, placed with those that love you, that love the Lord Jesus Christ, loves the church and your people, and love this country, this land. And Father, that will work with us to bring this land to repentance and put our government back upon the foundation, in which it was founded, and that being your word and the Lord Jesus Christ. Pray that we will see a day before the Lord comes to the church when things get worse. I pray that they'll get better and we'll see the Lord Jesus Christ back in our schools, Father. Now, Father, to those that are part of this ministry, Kenny Powers, Dennis Lee, James Taylor, Amy, Amy's husband, Tom, and her son Jacob, Bobby and Millie Johnson, Sue, Branson, Debbie and Daryl, her husband, my wife, myself, and Father, for all of those, that nursing home there in Brandenburg, Father, be with us all, giving us all strength and health. And Father, I pray for the return of my wife's family and strength to her body and bring her back home to me, Father. In my love, Father, use it in great and mighty ways, not to lift me up before mankind, but to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, keep us all in health through this day. Keep us safe. And bring us back together again this evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. This is my prayer, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, everyone. Have a great day. May God be with each and every one of you.